This is Starrcade, TV's first video arcade game show, a game show for today. And here's your host, Mark Richards.
Welcome to Starrcade. Our two players have been warming up for today's exciting competition, and they'll be playing each other for fantastic prizes by competing on the world's newest and most exciting video arcade games. Players, do you think you've warmed up enough?
Yes.
How about you? You want to play and have some fun? Let's go play Starrcade! Welcome once again to Starrcade, and let's meet our two players for today. We have Don Woolard over here on my right, and Don, you won't believe this, is a police officer.
That's right, Mark.
And I have to call you sir today, right?
Not today, no. No, only when I'm on duty.
All right, sir, on duty. You are on duty for the next half hour, and your opponent is Sherry Palace.
Correct.
How you doing, Sherry?
Fine.
Good. Nice to have you with us, both of you. And both Don and Sherry have been matched based on their playing ability on video arcade games. Now, what's it like being a policeman? Have you always wanted to be a policeman ever since you were, like, knee-high?
That's right, yeah. Ever since I was very young, I became interested and always tried and pursued a career in it, studied for it, and eventually became one.
And you're very happy with it?
Yes, I am, especially in San Francisco. It's a very enjoyable city to work in.
Good. Nice, exciting town.
Exciting.
Okay, and over here we have Sherry. And Sherry, you're in seventh grade.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I don't remember when I was in seventh grade. Girls didn't look like you.
Thank you.
You're also a cheerleader.
Yes, I am.
For what school?
For Calvary.
Do you have a football team?
Yeah, well, I cheerlead for all sports.
Can you give us a little? Would you folks like to see a little sample of Sherry doing a cheer? All right, Sherry, can you do a quick cheer for us?
All right.
Wait, was that it? That was your cheer?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, I hope you can play video games better than you can cheerlead, all right? I'm sure you can do well at both things. Why don't you shake hands, and Don and Sherry, good luck to you. Let's play Starrcade. On Starrcade, we have five video games on the program. You'll both be playing three of the same game. The high scorer at the end of the third round of games gets to play for the grand prize, which is your very own video arcade game. And now here's Kevin to tell you what that prize is. Kevin?
It's Pooyan, a piggy fantasy of motherly love. You'll be able to pig out on Pooyan, furnished by Stern Electronics.
Well, that's the prize one of you can go home with today if you play well. And I'm sure you're both going to do real well on the program. There's two rounds of competition. You'll be playing two games in round one and one game in round two. The high score at the end of each round gets to play the bonus round for some fantastic prizes. But right now, let's find out what the five games are on today's Starrcade. And Kevin, if you will, please.
Mark, game number one is Q-Bert, a hopping little creature on a colored adventure. Game two is Super Pac-Man. A mild-mannered Pac-Man turns invincible. Game three is Robotron, a game of robots taking over. Game four, Super Zaxxon, a supersonic flight through space and time. And game five is Burning Rubber. You're riding fast and furious.
Those are the five games on the program today. And let me tell you both, Don and Sherry, that one of those games has a bonus prize attached to it. You pick that game, and that prize is yours. And right now, I'm going to ask you a question based on video arcade games. The first one to press the buzzer, answer correctly, gets to pick the very first game. Here we go. The company responsible for bringing the game Pac-Man to the United States was A, Atari, or B, Namco America. Don.
Namco America.
Was that a guess?
Sure was.
You got it.
That's
what it is. Namco America. And that means you get to pick the very first one of our five arcade games. One of them has a bonus prize. Which one will it be?
I'm going to go for Burning Rubber.
Burning Rubber it is?
Yeah.
And why do you pick Burning Rubber?
Well, I drive a police car all night long, so I figure I could drive one of these things.
It kind of makes sense. Have you ever played it before?
Once or twice.
You're going to do it a third time right now. Come down with me, and here is Kevin to tell us all about Burning Rubber.
It's Burning Rubber. Time to put the pedal to the metal and roll on down the speedway. Or, if you'd rather, fly on down the speedway, because you're not driving a regular car. Yours can jump over as well as go around cars and other hazards you'd otherwise run into. Watch out for the rocks. Push your way through the cars and jump when you can't drive, because you're Burning Rubber.
Well, Don, here we are, and you chose Burning Rubber as your very first game, and that's not the bonus game, of course, because you didn't hear that sound, so you didn't win the prize, but you might get it next time. You have 40 seconds on our clock to accumulate as many points as you possibly can. How many do you think you can get in 40 seconds?
Oh, I hope a couple of thousand at least.
Well, good luck to you. Let's see if you can do that. Turn around, if you will, please, into position. 40 seconds on our clock. Good luck. Ready and begin. Not happy with your score?
Well, it wasn't a couple thousand.
Well, I'll tell you what you did get. You're right. It's 868 points. Way short, about 1,200 points short.
We got our work cut out for us.
You bet. Come on back to the podium. And Sherry, your turn. This is our first game in round one of competition. Do you think you can beat 868 points?
I'll sure try.
Well, we wish you luck, just like we wish Don luck. Into position, please, if you will. Again, 40 seconds on the clock. Ready and begin. Do I see a smile on your face?
You sure do.
You know why you're smiling?
I won.
You're right. You have a total of 960 points to Don's 868, and you have a lead of 92 points right now. And we'll be back with more of Starcade and another game with Don and Jerry right after these words. Round one competition with Don and Sherry, and Sherry has a comfortable lead of about 92 points so far, and whoever wins the most amount of points on this game gets to play the bonus round for some prizes. Right now, we have another question, four games remaining, and behind one of those four games is our bonus prize. Whoever picks it gets that prize. Here's another question based on video arcade games. Hands on your buzzer, and good luck to both of you. Space Invaders began the video game craze in A, 1979, or B, 1972. Sherry.
1979.
79 is right. Yes, you got it. 1979 was the year. Four games remaining, Sherry. Which one will it be?
I'd like to choose Q-Bert.
Why Q-Bert?
Because it sounds like a lot of fun.
Did you hear that sound?
Yes, I did.
What does that mean?
I got a bonus.
You got a bonus is right. You picked Q-Bert. That's the bonus game. And here's Kevin to tell you what you've won.
It's a gift certificate for a pair of Wrangler jeans and a Wrangler denim jacket. Comfortable clothes for tough customers by Wrangler.
That's what you've won as your bonus prize, Sherry. Now it's time to play the Q-Bert game. And you come on over with me to the playing area, and here's Kevin to tell you how Q-Bert is played.
It's Q-Bert, a nosy fellow that hops about changing colors, scoring points as he goes from cube to cube, pursued by Coily, Ugg, and Wrong Way. Lure Coily over the side for points by jumping to safety on the disc. All green objects are safe to hit and add points. But be careful, Q-Bert could fall off as he tries to change all cubes to one color. Q-Bert, he's a bit nosy, but a likable fellow.
Well, Sherry, that's how you play the Q-Bert game, and you have 40 seconds on the clock to get as many points as possible. If you do well this game, you get to play the bonus round, okay?
Okay.
Good luck to you. In position, please, Sherry. 40 seconds on the clock. Ready and begin.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, how'd you do?
Okay, I guess.
Do you feel comfortable?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what you got. You got 600 points.
Thank you.
Are you happy with it?
Yes.
Good. Let's go on back to the podium. Don, your turn. Come on up here. Have you played this game before, Don?
Yeah, once or twice, just like the other one.
All right, here you go. You have 40 seconds on the clock. Sherry is happy with her score. Let's see if you can do a little bit better if you want to play the bonus round. 40 seconds on the clock. In position, ready, and begin. Say what?
Gee whiz.
Gee whiz. Was that a happy gee whiz or a sad one?
I don't think so.
Well, I'll tell you what you got on that one. You got 650 points, a few more points, but let's go back and total up the scores and see who gets to play our bonus round. And it looks, Don, like you have a total of 1,518 points and Sherry, 1,560 points, and that makes Sherry our winner. That means, Sherry, you get to play our first bonus game. So why don't you come on down here with me, and we'll explain what we're going to do. Behind us, Sherry, are four TV screens, and we're going to show you four video arcade games on these TV screens. You identify them correctly, and you'll win yourself some fine prizes. And here's Kevin to tell you just what you might win. Kevin?
Sherry, for three correct answers, the whole band is right in your hand with the Casio VL Tone. Five different instruments, 10 rhythms from rock to rumba, and a calculator, too. The VL Tone from Casio, where miracles never cease. And for four correct answers, it's ColecoVision, the home video arcade system with effects just like in the arcades. Your vision is our vision. ColecoVision from Coleco.
Those are the prizes, Sherry. I'm sure you'd like to have them, won't you?
Yes, I would.
All right, you could win them. Turn around with me, if you will. Take a look at the monitors, and I'll give you two answers for each monitor, and one of them is the right answer. You pick the right one, and you could win. Let's look at number one, Sherry. Is this Centipede or Millipede?
That is Millipede.
Incorrect. That is Centipede. Number two, is this Donkey Kong or Donkey Kong Jr.?
That's Donkey Kong.
Correct. Number three, is this Piglets or Pooyan?
Pooyan.
Yes. You get this one right and you win a prize. Is this Ice Flow or Pango?
Pango.
You got it. And you got yourself three out of four correct. And that means you won yourself a prize, and it's the Casio.
Thank you.
All right. And we'll be back with Sherry and Don with more Stargate after the... Back to the second round of competition on Starcade with Don Woolard and Sherry Palace. And Sherry, you've won some prizes so far on the program. And are we ready to play our second round?
Also.
And
yes.
Don't forget, our big grand prize is your very own Pooyan video arcade game of your very own. Sounds exciting?
Great.
Yes.
Good luck to both of you. We have three games remaining. And here is another question. Whoever answers correctly gets to pick the very next game. And in this round, by the way, one game and 30 seconds on the time clock. Here's the question. In the game Dig Dug, Fygar is A, a ferocious dragon, or B, the name of the dauntless miner. Sherry.
The ferocious dragon.
You got it again. The ferocious dragon is right. Three games remaining, Sherry. Which one will it be?
I'd like to choose Robotron.
You've got it. Come on down, Robotron. And here's Kevin to tell us all about the Robotron game.
The year is 2084. Man has created super robots, and you are the only thing that stands between them and the last family on Earth. Save your fellow Earthlings from the hordes of Robotrons by putting yourself in front of them, making points as you do so. Fire on the Robotrons for more points. As you fight to save all humanity, avoid the glowing electrodes hurled in your path. You are the last hope of the world. Only you can save Mommy, Daddy, and Mikey. The future is in your hands when you play Robotron.
Sherry, your turn to play the Robotron game, and this time you have 30 seconds on our clock to get as many points as possible, and you get to play the bonus round if you do well. You all set?
Yes, I am.
Good luck to you. Here's Robotron and Sherry, 30 seconds on the clock. Ready, and begin. Take a look at what you did. You have a total of 6,100 points. 6,100 points. Let's go back to the podium. And Don, come on up here. Don, Sherry has 6,100 points. You have to beat that to play our bonus game. Do you think you can do it?
We're going to give it our best.
Well, we're going to give you 30 seconds on our clock. Good luck to you. Into position, if you will. Ready and begin. Did I see a jump?
Looks like,
Let me see that again. I missed it.
I have to turn around.
You have yourself 7,900 points. And let's go on back here. And that means at the end of the second round of competition, you have the lead, and that means you get to play our bonus game. You have 6,100 points, Sherry, and 7,900 points, Don. So you come on down here with me, and it's your turn to play for some prizes on our bonus game. Again, Don, behind us are four video arcade games going to be seen on these four TV screens. You identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes. And here's Kevin to tell you what they are. Kevin.
Don, for three correct answers, it's the tabletop version of Midway's Pac-Man, complete with joystick control and even shows best score. The arcade game you take home with you, Midway's Pac-Man by Coleco. And for four correct answers, it's the Texas Instruments home computer for education, home finance, and entertainment. It's not just for playing, it's also for learning. A home computer furnished by Texas Instruments.
Those are the prizes you'll be playing for, Don, and good luck to you. Again, turn around if you will, and we're going to show you four video arcade games, one at a time. I'll give you two potential answers. You come up with the right answers, and you're a winner. Let's take a look at number one, if you will, please. Don, is this Tax Scan or Asteroids?
Asteroids.
Correct. Number two, is this Blueprint or Construct-A-Print?
That's Blueprint.
You got it. Number three, is this Bop-a-Moly or Holy Moly?
Holy Moly.
You got it. And now, number four, is this Berserk or Frenzy?
Berserk.
You got them. You got them. You got all four, and you've won yourself a Texas Instruments home computer. And we'll be back with Don and Sherry to find out who wins their very own Huyan video arcade game after these words. And welcome back to our final segment of Starcade today. It's time to total up the points to see who gets to play for their very own video arcade game called Puyan. That's our prize for today. And it looks like, Sherry, you have yourself 7,660 points. And Don, 9,418. And our winner is Don. You get to play for the big prize. Sherry, you've had some fun with us today, I'm sure. And you don't go home empty-handed. Sherry, you have yourself a Casio VL Tone and some Wrangler clothes for your efforts today. Congratulations. Thank you for being with us. Don, you get to play for the grand prize. We have two games left. We have Super Pac-Man and Super Zaxxon. Let me tell you right now, Don, if you choose Super Pac-Man as your final game, you must score at least 2,830 points. And if you choose Super Zaxxon, you must score 2,070 points or better. Those are the scores averaged by 20 people playing those same games for a 30-second time period. So which one will it be?
Super Pac-Man.
Super Pac-Man it is, and that means you have to score 2,830 points or more. Come on down here, if you will, please. And here's Kevin to tell us about the Super Pac-Man game.
The mild-mannered Pac-Man mildly eats rows of fruit and objects and chomps a few monsters to rack up points. Special keys open gates to more fruit, and the super button control gives him an extra burst of super speed. Chomping a super dot, he changes to Super Pac-Man, 10 times his normal size, and able to chomp as he pleases, where he pleases, invincible to the monster's pursuit.
Don, you've got 30 seconds to beat 2,830 points. If you do within 30 seconds, that video arcade game is yours to take home. You all set?
All ready.
Good luck to you. In position, please. 30 seconds on our time clock. Ready and begin.
Set were furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. This has been a JM production.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.